Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew Shatkin, your Blog Talk Radio host for this Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Sometimes I am at 6:30, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 10, sometimes at 11 or 9:30. But I'm always on the button, and in this show generally is concerned with three basic topics: literature, English, French, Russian, and German literature, and books, which I value greatly in my thinking. And also this show is concerned with political positions. Generally, I'm a more conservative person, but I'm willing to listen to other points of view and do hear other points of view. And I also am interested in theology and biblical revelation. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about our educational system. And better put, I'm going to talk about something that is dear to my heart, since I value books and literature greatly. And what is dear to my heart here is the crisis in literacy in the United States. I use the word crisis mildly. It's a disaster. It is a war on Western literature that is being waged against Western authors. Our situation in terms of literacy, literary knowledge, is grave beyond belief in the United States. So we are moving into a kingdom of intellectual darkness of an unbelievable character. We live in an age in which people may read a headline, they read a menu, but nothing more complex, such as War and Peace or Milton's Paradise Lost or Virgil's Aeneid, nothing like that is available to our young people who are so desperately in need of that knowledge and those books. I'm going to talk a little about my background here. This is a politically incorrect show. We're not concerned with political correctness. We're not concerned with left-wing rhetoric. We're not concerned with media lies or media falsehoods. We are concerned with honest discernment and critical thinking and getting at the truth and getting at the facts. That's what this show is all about, getting at the truth. And we gain the truth by reading the great books, in my opinion, the books that shape and form our the thinking of Western man for many centuries and cannot be replaced. I give as an example Milton's Paradise Lost and John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, and, of course, John Stuart Mill's autobiography. These are great books. They're wonderful books, and not to read them is to be in a state of poverty and to be poverty-stricken, intellectually poverty-stricken. Next, I am a Christian, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church, Athanasian, Apostles, and Nicene Creed. These are my benchmarks of my life. It's what I believe to be true. And I also believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture, the historical position of the Church for 2,000 years. I'm not changing it. I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. There is no way I'm going to budge from that position. It is the ultimate guide to truth. If I read books, I read great Christian books such as T.S. Eliot, such as John Bunyan, such as G.K. Chesterton, such as C.S. Lewis, as examples, such as Milton, Paradise Lost, one of my all-time favorite writers, Milton's Paradise Lost, as well as Paradise Regained and Samson Agonistes, all written by this powerful mind, this great intellect, while he was blind and could not see. He produced this great epic poem, which traced the fall of man into sin. Milton correctly identified this as the cosmic critical event of all time, and he identified it correctly as bringing about the present horrible world situation we live in, of evil and wickedness. Next, I am a writer. I run two radio shows, by the way. shows are Christian radio shows, although I welcome all comers. I have great love and concern for my dear Muslim brothers and sisters who have been visiting these shows, the podcast show and this Blog Talk radio show, for many years. I have a very close friend in Iran, a philosophy student who is a great fan of my Christian books. And so, yes, I run these radio shows. They're Christian shows, and they have many visitors from all over the world, including Iran, Iraq, Bangladesh, India, and Germany and France and UK. Name the country, that country is listening to these shows, Blog Talk radio show and podcast show. I'm also a writer. I've written 10 books. I have more planned. Some are Christian books, Essays of the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the parables. And most lately, I have produced a 390-page book on the Psalms. The Psalms are the voice of Christ in Holy Scripture. They are irreplaceable. Their greatness is so great that it cannot be measured. At the least I can say about it is they are fantastic lyric poetry. The most I can say about it is they are God's inspiration for men and women to come to know him fully and completely. Next, I'm writing other books, a book on the miracles in the Bible, two books of my blogs. One has already been produced, and the other one is in the working. I'm also producing a book on the book of Job, and I hope that you will enjoy these books and find them of value. I repeat, there is no replacement for the print mode of communication for complex thought. And those who watch images, as Mortimer Adler said, it is a great, great book, How to Read a Book. Images are drugs. They are not learning modes. Learning modes is complex writing, such as what I just described. Not so much as I'm going to say. I've written three articles, journal articles, extensive, two in Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, and the other in the Syracuse Law Review, and they've been bought by the State Department, and the Syracuse Law Review has been bought not only by the State Department, but by the United States Supreme Court. And many of these journal articles have been widely bought by many European countries and North American countries. So I'd like to say a few words. I've spoken about this before, but it's so important that I can't cease to discuss it. That is the crisis in literacy in this country. Essentially, our society, faddish and fashionable. And we tell our dear young people that you got to get the latest car, you have to get the latest dress, you have to do with it what's faddish and fashionable. And that includes books and literature. There's a rejection of past thought, significantly, I think. Not a rejection, they just don't know about it anymore. And this is tragic and bad. Not to know the past, we stand on the shoulders of those in the past who have forged and created our society. They are the people who we stand on and come to operate on. Those books, such as Milton's Paradise Lost, such as John Bunyan's Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, such as E.M. Foster. He's one of my favorites, though. E.M. Foster is one of my favorite English writers. And he wrote a great book called Howard's End and A Passage to India. These books are, if we miss them, if our young people miss them, they have been cheated and are missing out. Thus, we're in a literacy crisis because people don't read the older books. The older books challenge them, like Moby Dick. They challenge them, or War and Peace, or Resurrection by Tolstoy, or Anna Karenina. All of these books challenge our thinking and stretch our minds. As Mortimer Adler said in his great book, list of books, How to Read a Book, he gave a list of the books and described them. These are the books that stretch your mind. We are in a literacy crisis because people find these books, these great books, irreplaceable, too hard. They want to read Harry Potter. They want to read comic books. They want to read something that's gonna waste their time, that they're not going to learn anything or know anything. So we are in a literacy crisis because we are in a crisis of only taking the easy route. That is the crisis. It is a crisis because not to read these great books I have just mentioned is to miss out. And to miss out is to be in a literacy ignorance crisis. It's unbelievable. I don't understand it, why someone would want to read modern nonsense, two old books, which have stood the test of time. I don't understand it, why someone would not want to read Moby Dick, why they don't want to read Milton's Paradise Lost. I don't understand it. I don't grasp it. I can't believe it. And therefore, I conclude this little talk, and I'll talk again tomorrow about it. We are in a literacy crisis. Not only is it a crisis, we live in a society, in a sense, because of social media and other forces, where people can't read and write. A society where people cannot read and write is going down into intellectual darkness and destruction. That's why it's a crisis. That's why it's a literacy crisis, because we are being brought down to zero. Not good, very bad. I will talk about this again tomorrow, and I hope you've enjoyed and understood what I'm talking about tonight. Good night.